This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for us to get into the health mode. Let's pay attention to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, shall we, during this next hour. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mildura, Florida. He and his staff of 20-some-odd people are there at your service. A lot of people come from various parts of the country to get a checkup. I'm going down for mine in February, so come join me. All you got to do to set a time is call 352-735-1400. That's it. 352-735-1400 to check in with Dr. Ken. You got questions for him, you can send them to me, Doug@DougStephan.com. If you'd like to do that, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, or on Twitter, @DougStephan. Every week, Dr. Ken goes through a lot of the medical journals to find stories that you can relate to that are important for us to understand. There is a story floating around, actually the latest version of it is in the Boston Globe, the focus on physician burnout. You and I talked about this any number of times, but it's becoming more of a problem, thus the latest report, Ken, right?
Exactly. I think it's just on everybody's radar screen right now. They report this morning in the Boston Globe, Doug, that 44% of doctors have at least one symptom of burnout. That's amazing.
What are symptoms? What are some of the symptoms of burnout?
Oh,
just being lousy at their work.
Excuse me?
Other than just being lousy at their work.
Well, you know, you've lost your sweetness. You don't look forward to your work. You feel like it's hopeless. You just don't find the spark that you once did. You don't enjoy it. You don't feel like what you're doing is worthwhile. You're so frustrated by everything that you have to do. You're just not a happy hell of a guy or gal. And you may go to the doctor's office, and if you believe these statistics, almost half the doctors are acting this way. And if you go, you may see it. And the problem is that 15% of the doctors are also suffering from depression. They, in this article, feel that the reason why this is happening is basically due to two important reasons. One is the electronic health record. You go to a doctor today, they've got their face in that screen, not in your face. They're busy typing away. And yes, there are some benefits to electronic health records. I've been on them for a number of years, but there are amazing challenges with them because they're clunky, and even with the best of them, and I think we have a very good system in my office, it can take a lot of work to do something simple. And I think that's what really gets to the doctors, is how much work it takes to do certain simple things, and then more importantly, how it takes you away from direct patient contact. That's why most of us hopefully went into medicine, because we really enjoy interacting with our patients and getting them better and turning around their lives, and we feel honored to be able to do that. And these electronic health records directly get in the way of that interaction. The other reason why so many doctors are experiencing burnout is because of regulation. It's getting harder and harder to do what we've been trained to do. We spend more and more time on the phone pleading, begging with insurance companies to approve tests, and we are not spending our time with the patient. We're spending tons of our time on paperwork. It's estimated that there's about 2 hours of efforts of administrative or paperwork or non-face-to-face time for every hour of face-to-face time. Right now, a lot of people do this after hours, as the doctors call it, pajama time, and it's gotten to the point where this is a big burden. The regulations, it just seems like once you are adjusted, you've adapted your systems to the regulations, they then change. And this drives doctors crazy. And it's driving good doctors out of practice. And there is a doctor shortage. Try to get a doctor today in any specialty. There are clearly doctor shortages. And we don't want up to half the doctors to suddenly retire or go do something else. And what this call to action in the Boston Globe today is stating that at all levels, government, insurance, hospital, practicing offices, we have to make an effort to try to decrease these aspects that are burning out physicians. And if not, we're not going to have physicians. And then the whole system is going to fall apart. And this study didn't even address nursing burnout or other people in healthcare who are burning out, because doctors are not alone in the burnout situation. But it's a start, and hopefully they'll cover other people in the healthcare system who are also feeling the stress and beginning to burn out.
Well, you work 12 to 14-hour days. How do you deal with this? You're no spring chicken. Been around for a long time doing this, doing it well, have a great reputation. Do you ever think that you're burning out, or you're like me most of the time, thinking, well, I'm never going to stop until I can't hold a stethoscope in my hand?
What I have done to prevent myself from burning out is I've stayed independent. I haven't, 60 to 80% of cardiologists have sold their practices and are working for the hospitals and their employees now. I have not done that. I'm a dinosaur. And I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons why I still love what I'm doing. But that is getting almost impossible. It's getting harder and harder by the thread to be able to do that. We have no control over our price. Our prices are set by insurers, the government. Imagine whatever you do, opening up a shop and you can't control your price. And our prices are fixed. And so as our costs go up and up and up, we can't raise our prices to match them. Actually, our prices go down. And also it gets harder and harder to get paid for what we've been doing for a long, long time. And the unpredictability of changes in regulations, and if we don't live up to them, the threat of being a criminal.
Too much government. Way too much government.
So this is what's burning out physicians. And I have managed to, I don't think I'm burnt out. I've managed to do it by having an electronic health record, which I think is absolutely as good as it gets, and customizing it, but it does wear on you, and it's still dealing with approvals for procedures and trying to make ends meet financially, as you have no control over your charges and then the costs keep going up. It's a challenge, and hopefully people, sometimes people never feel sorry for the doctor, but you're going to lose your doctor if we don't loosen things up a little bit and realize that things are very different for the practicing doctor today than they were 20 years ago. It's not your father's doctor anymore.
So there's Dr. Ken with his overview on what's going on in internal medicine, medicine in general. Not a pretty picture, something to be aware of for sure. Here's something else to be aware of. Life Change Tea, a gentle daily cleansing, helps to prevent buildup in your colon, which is the way to maintain a healthy body, because all the bad stuff begins in your gut, as we've heard so many times. This is a special blend of teas that aids in maintaining great digestion, aid in boosting your immune system, helps to clean your body from unwanted intruders. So stay happy, stay healthy. There are all organic ingredients in Life Change Tea. Get the super strength version. All kinds of things in there, enzymes and ginger and things. A great combination. A proprietary blend of green and white tea leaves all put together. It's all American tea. The tea blends, all this is made in the USA. So go to getthetea.com. That's the website. You can't get this by going to a store. You can't call a number. Just go online. Order it there. Getthetea.com. And you're looking for Life Change Tea Super Strength. Get rid of the intruders in your body. Reduce constipation. Maintain great digestive health. LifeChangeTea at GetTheTea.com. Use the DJV code, and it'll be shipped to you free. LifeChangeTea will change your life. You're going to like it. Take down the bad guys in your system with LifeChangeTea, available only at GetTheTea.com.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company and the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Your skin does a lot for you. It endures the cold and sun and nights when you sleep with your makeup on. Tell it you love it back during the Love Your Skin event at Ulta Beauty with brands like Philosophy, Dermalogica, and Clinique, all 50% off with daily beauty steals. Plus, licensed skin experts will give your skin the love it deserves with customized facial treatments that fit your needs and goals. Hurry in now through January 26th for a gift with purchase from brands like Mario Badescu, Peter Thomas Roth, and Murad. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
This portion of the Good Day Health Program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Speaking of Prevagen and your mind, what happens when you smoke pot? Ken is on he's kind of on a crusade. Many of the stories that he has about pot, this is something that if you're a youngster, if you've got a youngster that may be sneaking some pot, you better listen to what Ken has to say about what it does to a teenager's brain.
I don't know if it's a crusade. It's a crusade to just report the facts and the breakthroughs in medicine. And it's hard to ignore this one. This is kind of interesting. And don't shoot the messenger here. This appeared just this week in the Journal of Neuroscience, a respected investigation journal to the brain. Smoking just a couple of joints may cause significant changes, Doug, in a teenager's brain structure. Brain scans show that some adolescents who have tried marijuana just a couple of times exhibit significant increases in the volume of their gray matter. These changes are associated with increased risk of anxiety and decreased ability on thinking and memory tests. The senior study author of this paper, Dr. Hugh Garavan, professor of psychiatry at the University of Vermont, stated in the paper, "You're changing your brain with just one or two joints." I think that's amazing.
So what does it do? Does it expand the blood? Don't the blood vessels open up when you smoke pot? What happens
to them? It somehow stimulates the gray matter, and then it gets in the way of the fine-tuning that occurs in the white matter. Yeah. And so the connections just don't occur as the brain is supposed to evolve during the adolescent period, and they can't think and remember as well, and they get anxious.
Well, skeptics would say this is an attempt by those who are in this business to keep people coming back to the doctor for pills because the pot may be as good or better than pills, and the doctors don't make any money on marijuana. I think that's one way of looking at it. How to keep your brain sharp. Speaking of brains, up next here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Thank you. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. Every week a different focus on all these medical items that are in the news and have been researched by the various journals of medicine. Ken gets through the, what is it, separates the wheat from the chaff, I think is the farm expression. The current podcast focusing in part on a pacemaker for the brain. You'll hear that discussion about the pacemaker, plus 7% of cancers attributed to excess body weight. Information in this podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Studies also discussed show that Facebook can be responsible for creating mental stress and depression. You'll hear that discussion in the current podcast with Dr. Ken. They are all adaptive. The podcasts are there, archived, and you get the show sort of overview. Look for things that will help you if you've got a particular problem. Go through the list of things that we discuss and find the right podcast and listen to it. Mediterranean diet we talk about in the most recent podcast. Most recommended diet. A lot of people talking about diets at the beginning of the year. Are you on a diet? Are you stuck to your diet? Anyway, that's all at gooddayhealthshow.com. Do you have continuing conversation with some of your patients who come in and ask you about the diet? You hear frequently talk about the Mediterranean diet, but do people, do you have, when somebody comes to you that you know, you, the body just screams out, stop doing what you're doing. Don't eat the stuff you've been doing. Do you then say to people, or even have a card that says, okay, here's my recommendation for a diet. This is the food to eat, and this is how to cook it. Do you ever do stuff like that?
Oh, I talk to almost everybody about diet, and it's so important. You can't stay healthy without eating a healthy diet. And,
nope.
And as interested as I am in prevention, it's impossible to do prevention without talking about diet and exercise.
Yep. All right. So we were talking about brains and what happens when youngsters smoke pot. Here's a study on how to keep your brain sharp. But no, it doesn't make any difference how old you are. But the older you get, the more you ought to do this, I think, Ken, yeah?
Exactly. This is out of the medical journal Neurology just this week. Doug, staying active in old age may help preserve your memory and thinking skills. Older people who are physically active keep their mind sharp, even if their brain shows signs of lesions or other markers linked to Alzheimer's disease or other dementias. Other studies have found that keeping socially and mentally active also improves mental skills. So there are things you can do to lower the risk of Alzheimer's disease.
But also, it's what you eat, no matter what. There are all kinds of things. I notice more and more, when I look across Facebook, Ken, I see announcements of meetings locally and nationally. Doctors come in from various hospitals that focus, specialize in the treatment of Alzheimer's disease, to discuss what happens, maybe awareness of what you eat and the exercise. I mean, most of the stuff that I've seen, though, is pretty much common sense.
Well, it's common sense.
Blood flow to your brain.
Right. It's common. It's common sense because you hang around with me. And the bottom line is, if you do what's good for your heart health, you're also lowering your risk of getting Alzheimer's disease.
All right. So the heart, all of these things are very important. It just makes nothing but sense. But you know what? One of the problems is that people don't have common sense today. And I say that sort of lovingly.
Well,
I find it really...
Think about obesity and how many people smoke today. So it's,
yeah, right. And why?
Amazing.
How do you not know that smoking is bad for you? There's always some idiot somewhere who's 96 who says, I've been smoking all my life and I've hurt me all. You know, that kind of stuff. It's nonsense. It really is. And it sounds, I sound intolerant because I watched my mother die, kill herself smoking at the age of 50. So you get no sympathy from me on that score anyway. 28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Matthew.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpes and L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpes and L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump says, not so fast, Nancy. The president pulling the plug on Nancy Pelosi. The House Speaker set to head out on a foreign trip with a congressional delegation. But the president pulling the military aircraft scheduled to transport the group because of the partial government shutdown. In a letter, the president writes to Pelosi, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate, the president writes. Now, earlier this week, Pelosi requesting that President Trump's annual State of the Union address, scheduled for January 29th, be delayed until the partial government shutdown, now in week four, is over. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Good Day Health Time, Good Day Health Show, podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here going through, as he usually does, the items that are of import to many of us from the journals of various American colleges of institutional knowledge. All right, so cancer on the minds of a lot of people. If you are told you have cancer, apparently, that influences your thoughts about suicide. A lot of people who get cancer commit suicide, Ken. What are the stats?
Exactly. Medical journal Nature Communications this week, Doug, the risk of suicide is more than 4 times higher among Americans with cancer than those without the disease. Distress and depression, they can arise from a cancer diagnosis, from the treatment, financial stress of all this, and other causes. Ultimately, distress and depression, Doug, may lead to suicide. The suicide risk among cancer patients, it's highest for white males, people diagnosed at a younger age, and those with lung, head and neck, testicular cancer, and lymphoma, especially Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Hodgkin's lymphoma. tough stuff, man. I watched my friend Chris Walsh die. It was horrible. Oh, God, it was horrible. He fought it, though, to the end. He was a great fighter. All right, so that's something to think about. Also, in terms of what happens, you get depressed when you have cancer. I think that's it. A lot of people try to turn it around. And the mental attitude you have, I think, is going to predicate how well you survive. No question about that. When it comes to suicide thoughts, studying not just cancer, but other things that create suicidal thoughts, especially in youngsters, Ken.
Medical Journal Pediatrics this week, Doug. When children are having suicidal thoughts, their parents may often be in the dark, according to this new study published this week in the Journal Pediatrics. Among children age 11 to 17, a whopping 8% have contemplated suicide at some time, but only half of their parents were aware of it. Mom and Dad, listen up. Some of the warning signs for suicide in a child include withdrawal from friends, family, and activities, sleeping too much or too little, irritable or aggressive behavior, and giving away possessions.
Wow. Good God. Complicated lifestyle. God, it's just life is so complicated, Ken. It really is. It's so complicated.
Today it is.
God. All right, here's something that we hear a lot about. Maybe we need to underscore this a little bit more. Certainly we talk a lot about getting a good night's rest here on this program because of our connection to MyPillow. But here's something you need to know from a cardiologist about a cardiological problem for those of you who are getting less than 6 hours a night.
Okay, this is important. This is a way you can take control of your health, prevent the number one killer, the number one disabler. This comes out of Journal of the American College of Cardiology just this week. 6 hours, that's the minimum amount of sleep per night you need to help your heart stay healthy. In fact, your whole circulation stay healthy. Chronic lack of sleep and poor sleep quality both raise the odds of these fatty plaque accumulation in arteries, a condition that doctors call atherosclerosis, which is increasing the odds of heart attack and stroke. Too much sleep is not great for the heart either. Sleeping more than 8 hours a night has an increased risk of atherosclerosis. People with poor quality sleep, frequent awakenings or difficulty getting to sleep, they're 34% more likely to have atherosclerosis compared to those with good quality sleep. The bottom line here is that sleep is so important for good, healthy qualities of life.
No question about it. And in order to get a good night's rest, good sleep, as Ken has described, so important. Best way to do it is to have around you the ambiance, the things that you're using as sleep tools, your pillow, your mattress, sheets, everything that has to do with sleeping that you can find at MyPillow.com. You ought to be right on it. You will never find anything better. There is the array of things that are available to help you in the catalog at MyPillow.com. You can buy now. Go into MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. Save 50% on a lot of these great products. The sheets. These are the best sheets you'll ever find. So, as Ken suggested, you need to get just the right amount of rest. And it needs to be quality rest. And while you're in bed, the best quality of getting asleep, staying asleep, comes from having the surroundings that you can get from MyPillow. Wrap yourself around some MyPillows. I got four of them on my bed. And then the mattress covers, I get one of those just delivered to me. And then mattresses, sheets, all those great things. And here, at this moment, backed by popular demand, the best deal that MyPillow offers. Two for the price of one, or four for the price of two. You get the first pillow at the regular price, second one free, and you can buy most of the other things at MyPillow.com at a 50% bonus deduction by using the promo code DJV. So get the best pillows, wash them and dry them, keep using them over and over again, stop tossing and turning, get better rest with MyPillows at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the best prices.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Epilepsy can be a jarring condition, and it's more common than you probably think.
Epilepsy can affect anyone at any age.
In fact, neurologist Dr. Joseph Servin says one out of every 26 Americans has a risk of developing epilepsy.
Every brain has a potential to have a seizure. It just depends on what the circumstances are and what are the conditions around it that may lead to a seizure or epilepsy in some people.
Dr. Servin says some people are born with epilepsy, while others develop it from head trauma, certain infections, brain tumors, stroke, even Alzheimer's disease. Most epilepsy patients can control their seizures with medication. Others, with more severe cases, may require surgery. But in some cases where surgery isn't possible, doctors can implant a device similar to a pacemaker for the heart that can control seizures. Dr. Servin says there are also some simple things you can do to lower your risk.
Avoid alcohol, get plenty of sleep, and then thirdly, find ways to manage stress.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hi, Good Day Health continuing now. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. You can reach him at his office. Lake Cardiology is in Mount Dora, Florida. Go down. The weather's lousy and it's going to get worse in the Northeast. Take it. Listen, I'm looking to make my exit as fast as I can. And one of my stops will be at Ken's place. You can stop there, too, to get a thorough A to Z checkup. One of the greatest cardiologists in the country. Ken's office is at 352-735-1400, whether you're local, regional, national, help yourself. 352-735-1400. I was reading a story of toxicity and the toxins that are around now. We talk a lot about the things that were put into some of the, you say that they're out of it now, and I guess I take your word for it, the mercury that used to be put into a lot of these vaccines now is out. But apparently there are other things some people think, I'm not sure whether they're in the vaccines or they're just around, some of these other toxins that just are, we have so much exposure to all this stuff. You know, we've talked about glyphosate, which is the main ingredient in all these things from Monsanto, and how you get around that stuff. There's apparently something else that's a bacterial enzyme called transglutaminase. Good God. You ever hear of that? Transglutaminase?
I have not.
That makes sense. It's been linked to celiac disease. So I thought we would use a little bit of time here to talk about celiac disease and things. I have an intolerance to gluten. And I think you thought at one point in time I had celiac disease. Is there a difference between just having a gluten intolerance? Does everybody who has a gluten intolerance have celiac or vice versa?
Well, celiac is an autoimmune disease. And it's genetically predisposed, where the ingestion of gluten, it leads to damage in the small intestines. And it actually affects about 1 in 100 people worldwide.
Uh-huh.
It's
2.5 million
Americans are undiagnosed and at risk of these long-term complications. And that's the item that we're at most concerned about. But then I think that there are people like yourself, and you were evaluated for celiac disease, and what did the GI doctor tell you?
Didn't have it.
Exactly. But then when you eat When you eat...
I have horrible consequences when I eat stuff with gluten, and I tell you
exactly.
That.
So that, I'm just trying to... I know the answers to these questions, but I just want to point out...
That's right, I asked you.
Exactly.
I figured you had an answer.
So,
yes.
So, exactly. So you point out that there is a different... That there is this different entity, and you just have to be aware of where you are. Fortunately, yours is of the less concern, and I think you have figured out what you should eat and what you shouldn't.
Yeah, I have. All right, here's a question from listeners. Send the questions along to me, Doug at DougStephan.com. Can you explain, Dr. Ken, why some people sleep better on an empty stomach and others can't sleep unless they have a snack or a full stomach? What would be the reason? That's a pretty interesting question. Never thought about that, but that's an interesting question.
Well, ideally, you want to stop eating solids at about 3 hours before you lay down. And the main problem is that you will get reflux, where the material, the food in the stomach, as you lay down and fall asleep, that little valve that connects the feeding tube, the esophagus, where you swallow into, to the stomach, there's a one-way valve that allows the food to get into the stomach, the pyloric valve. That little valve will loosen up as you're sleeping and laying down, and the food comes back up into the feeding tube, and there's no naugahyde coating in the feeding tube, the esophagus, so that acid will burn through it and cause havoc. But fortunately, the stomach is coated with naugahyde and the acid doesn't burn through it. So to avoid reflux, where the stomach contents, the food comes back up and you get GERD, GE reflux disease, burning, uncomfortable stomach, you don't want to eat within 3 hours of going to bed. And one of the problems is that people stop drinking any fluids. They don't want to wake up and urinate. You have to thread that needle between not getting muscle aches and cramps and not waking up, because if you don't drink at all, you'll wake up with muscle cramps. If you drink too much liquid, you'll be running to the bathroom all night.
Well, that's the problem with me. I have that. I don't mind, as I say often, being a guinea pig. I get up usually once a night, going to, the bathroom. But I also have, I'm lively. Maybe the same time I have cramps in my legs. Get up and, if I've stretched, if I've, sort of subconsciously stretched out, and that seems to trigger these events, and I get out of bed and I walk around a little bit and the cramps go away and then I go to the bathroom. But I wondered whether there was any relationship between the two. You sort of have addressed that here.
Absolutely. And remember, you want to drink something that has something in it, electrolytes, so it stays in the tank.
Yeah, I don't much, but the electrolytes, isn't there usually a lot of sugar in those, though, Ken?
Well, you just go through your grocery store. They now have, without sugar, plenty of opportunities. The Gatorades without sugar, there's plenty of them.
Yeah. There was another, I mentioned that I couldn't really pronounce the name of that toxin. There's a question about phosphates. Are they toxic? What is a phosphate, and what does that do to your system? You have a high phosphate level. Some people think it adds to cardiovascular problems.
Well, there's phosphate levels in some of the drinking water we have. These are things that run off from some of the detergents, some of the fertilizers that are out there. And, this is a problem with getting good, clean water. This is a big issue among water researchers, trying to keep the water clean.
Yeah, well, but that's the other thing. Drinking water, is that you're talking about all these things that we can be drinking, doing, right thing by our body, and it gets confusing.
Walk through your grocery store. There are now, in most big grocery stores, just a whole aisle of nice, healthy, sports-type drinks without sugar in them. No calories.
Right. Something to remember. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health at 10 before the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Doctor Time continues here. It's almost a continuum. A lot of great input from great facilitators of medical information. Among them is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices down at Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic in Madura, Florida. Joins us every week for insight and input from, among other things, many of the journals of medicine that he studies, tries to synthesize the information so that we all can understand it, pick stories that have relevance to most of us here. For example, the flu. If a mom has the flu, the question, Ken, is, does that hurt? Could it hurt an unborn baby if she's pregnant?
Absolutely. This comes out this week in Birth Defects Research that pregnant women who get a flu shot, Doug, they protect not only themselves, but also their developing baby. When a mom-to-be gets the flu, she can be so sick she needs to be admitted to a hospital's intensive care unit. Her baby then runs the risk of being born preterm, underweight, and with a low Apgar score. That's a gauge of an infant's overall health. It is important for pregnant women to receive the influenza vaccine and get prompt treatment with antiviral medications for women suspected of having influenza.
Really? So there are a couple of related stories. That seems to make sense. if your immune system is compromised, first of all, when you're pregnant, you're working for two. We all, that's kind of a corny reality, but it is. So your immune system must be good enough to protect you and your unborn child. And so that's all the more reason for you to eat well, be well, do all the things that you can. Whether you agree with the vaccine thing or not remains to be seen, but having strength and a strong immune system is very important, and it seems to be common sense, but we all know, Ken, there are a lot of people who have absolutely no common sense. There are a couple of stories related to this. The anti-vaxxers that would be, you know, would say to a mom, no, don't get the vaccine, don't get the, because you'll harm yourself and your baby, so they'd argue with your point. But now the World Health Organization has come out with a rather strong notice. You're on notice if you're an anti-vaxxer because...
Yes, this is out of the World Health Organization this week, Doug, the WHO. Anti-vaxxers, or those who oppose vaccines, they were deemed a top, quote, threat to global health, unquote, in 2019 by the World Health Organization. The conclusion is that some parents have misperceptions about the safety and importance of vaccines. You know, 80,000 people died last year from the flu. 1 million people in America admitted to the hospital because of the flu. Please get a flu vaccine. I've had mine. You can't get the flu from it. It's more safe to get it than to not get it. And this year, it's just beginning. If you don't think the flu is going to hit with a big wallop, we're seeing it in a really big way since after the new year here down in Florida and across the country, the CDC in 30 states. It's very strong this month.
All right. So going back to the business about pregnant women, there are fewer of them around. It seems in another study that you have gone over this week that our fertility rate is going down, 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 right?
Exactly. CDC this week, the United States fertility rate dropped to a 30-year low in 2017. That's the most recent year that they have statistics on, just announced this week. The rate was 16% below the level that's needed for the U.S. population to only replace itself. Doug, only two states, South Dakota and Utah, had fertility rates above replacement levels.
Pretty interesting. It speaks to a lot of things, religion included in there, but the
culture.
The whole culture of it. I feel strongly about having. We have too many people in the world. We need to do something about it. It's Dr. Ken. It's a problem. I don't know a problem, but it's something to focus on. I want to focus on the Battle of the Bulge right now. If you're fighting back against the so-called Battle of the Bulge, best way to do it is with Calitrin. Calitrin, take it every night. Take it on an empty stomach, 4 pills. It's America's number one choice now for healthy weight loss because it's an all-natural substance put together with time-tested ingredients. It's a fabulous way to get the healing effects of collagen because collagen is the main ingredient in Calitrin. It helps your body to lose the weight by all the exercising, turning the muscle into the fat into muscle. That's how you lose the weight. Get Calitrin by going to toploss.com. Use the DJV code and save 10% on everything you buy. That's toploss.com. Lose the weight with Calitrin. Use the code DJV.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.